Okay, so let's learn some basic halachic yisoides from this week's parsha. Parsha Vayechi is the parsha with a lot you have in some of the halachic sfarim that connect to parsha is the bracha, is the minog Yisrael to bless your children Friday night. Certainly everyone who has that minog, come a Friday night from shul, and you bless your children. Everyone do that? Okay, that's a very, what?
Yeah.
You bless your children Friday night. What do you say? What do you say? You simcha lekim and the grandchildren. Oh, very good. That's a very interesting topic of discussion. So what about the grandchildren? Is there an obligation? You come home, you have grandchildren. Do you have an obligation to bless your grandchildren? You simcha lekim kefraim menashe. You simcha lekim kesarif geruch avaleya. Do we have such a thing?
Yeah.
We don't have to bend that long.
What about your son-in-law?
Okay, so where does this minute? Where does this minute come from? So very interestingly, I'm recording it from the Sifkul Das Kondisa. It's a modern minute. This was not done years ago. Years ago, the only time we blessed our children was on Pesach.
Right.
Pesach night, or maybe Yom Kippur, only in special occasions. Why? Because it's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing to bless your children. And if you're going to do it every single day, it's going to take away from the kedusha. It's like, you know, people will say vegan. People are very upset. You go to mincha, shachar, you clap al chait every single day, two times a day. Then when it comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has no time saying a shamu. You do this every single day by mincha. I once heard someone make a joke and says, I don't understand. How can you go listen to this? It's a joke. A guy comes to mincha. I don't understand. Shachris. You clap 22 times. How do you have so much time between shachris and mincha to do all the others again? How do you manage?
Every day.
Don't you go to work? Don't you have something to do with yourself?
Try hard.
Okay, that's only a joke. So this appears to be a modern minhag. We do it every single day. Where does it really come from? B'chlal, it comes from Ephraim and Menashe. In this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu, he said to Yosef, bring me your two children, Ephraim and Menashe, and he gave them a bracha. And he gave them a bracha by resting his two hands upon their two heads. One hand per head, sikel es yodo. He gave them a bracha. Okay, the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave his grandchildren, obviously it's not the same bracha that we give out, that people give out their children, but the concept is there, plus the idea of resting your hand upon the child when the bracha is given. Now, he's saying very good, if this indeed is the source, the Ika source to give a bracha to your grandchildren. So, in Achinami, it would be very nice in the car that you come home. Adarav, the grandchildren come first. People always say, had I known that I would love my grandchildren so much, certainly I would have had them first, before my children. Is it trick? No, so saying is that if this indeed is the Makar, speak about it, you come, what do you give first? You first give a bracha to your children, to your grandchildren. Why? Since the Makar really comes from giving from this past, the Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to his grandchildren, you should give the bracha to the grandchildren first, and then you should give it to the children. But that's obviously not the minhag. But in Lechaira, maybe you see Makar that they're the same, the minhag should definitely apply to the grandchildren. And the big question is, how many hands do you rest upon your child's head? One hand or two hands?
One.
So someone bring a proof from this parasha that Yaakov Avinu only put one hand on the head of each grandchild. So therefore, the proper thing is you only rest one hand, the zehu. Don't get involved in Birchas Kohanim, Kosev Aruch Hu. Don't confuse me with halacha. Let's just focus on the facts. Okay? The facts are the Mukar is Yaakov Avinu. He only rested. We could have very easily, you want to give two brachas? So give two brachas. First take Ephraim. And then give it, first take Menashe, whatever order he wanted to do, give a bracha to Ephraim, will him rest two hands. Then Ephraim step back, Menashe come forward, bless Menashe with two hands. Why did he have to do it in one shot? Why? Why one shot? Obviously, one shot, because you can do it in one shot, because you don't need to bless with more than one hand. And Adar, maybe using two hands is not beneficial. So therefore, some learn that the proper tzur of giving a bracha is one hand. Who do you save two hands for?
Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshua.
So either you'll say Birchas Kohanim, but I don't want to go there for now. Let's say very simple, Smichas Chachamim. Or how did Moshe Rabbeinu bless Yehoshua? How did he bless Yehoshua?
Yadav.
Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Samach es Yado, Hashem instructed Yehoshua to bless Yehoshua with one hand, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a very generous person. Talmidei Chacham are supposed to be generous. Hashem only said one hand, Moshe used two hands, Samach es Yadav, Rashi says, Molei V'Godosh, overflowing heap. I'm going to rest both hands, I give you the full koyach of bracha to my Talmid Yehoshua. So you have to remember, in life, you have to differentiate between a Talmud and a child. Okay, Chazal said that a Rebbe, scary Chazal, is even greater. Your relationship and your obligation to the Rebbe is even greater. Okay, your relationship to a Talmud is even to your Rebbe is even greater than your relation to your father, because your father only brought you into this world, whereas your Rebbe brings you into the Olam Haba, Olam Haba. So we find that a Rebbe gives smichas chacham to Talmud with two hands. So it's not proper for a father to bless his child with two hands. What are you giving smicha? Who are you? You're the Rashi and the Bahag? You're giving smicha now. Smicha is miyuchid for Talmidei Chachamim to give to Talmidim. There has to be a differentiation between the two. A father gives a bracha to his child with one hand. Because you see in the Torah, that's what you see. Let's look at the source. Moshe gave Yehoshua smicha with two hands. Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to his grandchildren with one hand. This is one approach. Others say no such thing. The only reason why Yaakov Avinu gave his grandchildren a bracha with one hand was because it was practical. He wanted to give the bracha in one shot in order not to create jealousy. Sikalas Yadav, he went and he put the right, left, he crossed his hands. You only have two hands. You only have two hands, so that's the best you can do. One hand per head. But if you have four hands, then you would put two hands on one, two hands on the other.
Backhand.
What? So whatever the story is, so therefore when a person is only blessing one child at a time, then Adrabah, you should use two hands. You should follow the method of Moshe of Moshe Rabbeinu for Yeshua, even though that was a Talmud and a Rav and this a father and a child, it doesn't matter, two would be ideal. Now, other parts should get into the halachic issue. Halachic issue is when it comes to the Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is Koi Sivarchu Espine Yisrael, which Chazal said that if a person is a Zor, if you are not a Kohen, and you go up to the Duchan, the platform, during Chazar Sashatz, and you recite Birchas Kohanim with your hands raised, you have violated an Isra Daraisa. It says in the Torah, Kos Sivarchu, only you, the Kohanim, shall make the bracha. But if you are Yisrael, you're not allowed to recite Birchas Kohanim.
What about the
Maisa? I never did not. Whenever they told me to go to the Duchan, I didn't hold back. I went to the Duchan. It's an excellent question. What's the question? So what does it mean then? So possible answer is he didn't raise his hands. The prohibition of Kos Sivarchu includes the pasuk says nesias kapayim, to lift up your hands. That is an essential chelek of Birchas Kohanim. Not just to say the words Yivarechacha through the end, but actually to lift up your hands. Your hands have to be raised above your shoulders and to recite the words. This is the tzur of nesias kapayim. Therefore, that is why we have a story in the Gemara where they told him, go to the Duchon and recite Birchas Kohanim. You can do it, you can recite. And in fact, there were different Gedolei Yisrael who would give brachas to Bar Mitzvah boys, to Chasam Kala, under the Chuppah, and the Nusach was, Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha. How dare they? They're not Kohanim. How could these Gedolei Yisrael give such a bracha?
I believe you told
this. The answer was, yep. Yeah.
Birchas Kohanim.
Yeah.
We're not pretending to be Kohanim.
So what?
We're not...
Okay, that's an answer. As long as you make it clear that you have a big sign, you wear a big sign, a big t-shirt that says, I am not a Kohen. You put on a big t-shirt under the chuppah, the Masada Kedushin. What?
What if you have a Masada Kedushin, is ever going to block it? Is a Kohen?
Is a Kohen, so then he's allowed to. Then he's certainly allowed to.
Yeah, but
allowed to.
The weddings that I saw that they had, Kohen and
They do birchas at the wedding itself. I go every so often to visit a person on Shabbos with Kohen, and he gives us birchas kohanim. He acts as very talmud chacham, and the person I go with, he always says, please give us the birchas kohen, And he says, he's a kohen. He's allowed. His verse is very chashuv person. That's right. You're a kohen, you can do it. But if you're not a kohen, you're not allowed to do it. Are you not allowed to do it? That's a very big issue.
Yes.
Yeah. So one issue is you can do whatever you want as long as you make it clear. As long as you make it clear that you are not a kohen. I'm not doing it midin birchas kohanim. I'm doing it mislama bracha, and I'm borrowing from pasuk. Make you put on a nice white shirt that says, I'll give you a joke. You remind me of a joke someone told me very recently. It's totally off the topic, but maybe at least the joke was Kedai to come today. If the Torah is no good, at least the joke should make you laugh, make you happy. What's the joke? It was a very, very famous Rosh Hashiva, and he had a very unique relationship with his wife. And the wife would always like tease him, make litzanus of him to a certain degree. And the Rosh Hashiva was very serious, so he says to his wife, I'll make believe his wife's name is Rachel. Because Rachel, you know, a very serious person, going to the chasana tonight. Which kapota should I wear? So the wife calls out, the black one. You don't find it to be funny?
No.
The black one. All right, I don't know. You have a different sense of humor here. Okay. The Torah is no good. The jokes are no good. All right, strike out. But in any event, okay. So that's one answer. Another answer is the prohibition of birchas kohanim is only bishas tefillah. Okay, there the yukim in the pasuk. The birchas kohanim is a chelik of prayer. When you're in the middle of chazaras hashatz, in the middle of tefillah, if you recite birchas kohanim, that's when you are in violation. But if you're not in tefillah under the chuppah. By bar mitzvah in shul, I'm davening now. I'm just talking to you. I'm giving you a sermon, and I want to go give a bracha to the bar mitzvah boy under the chuppah. You want to say birchas kohanim, and I want to raise my hands. Gezunt heit. The prohibition of the Gemara kos sevarchu es bnei Yisrael only kohanim nazarim only applies b'shas tefila. Now, the third answer is you have to raise your hands. There's no prohibition to recite birchas kohanim. Even the criteria is the raising of the hands. If you're not raising your hands, say whatever you want to say. I've given you three answers. Answer number one is, as long as it's nikkur that you're not a kohen, I'm not doing it midin the mitzvah. I'm making it very clear. I bais am Yisrael. I just still want to say the words yivarecha. I'll raise my hands also. You do whatever you want. I'm not a kohen. Number two, it's hasi b'shas tefillah. It's not b'shas tefillah. Do whatever you want. Number three, even if it's b'shas tefillah, whatever, even you'll come up, they call you up to chen, it's only prohibited for your Yisrael if you raise your hands. This is the tzura of birchos kohanim, raising the hands. Now, that third answer, if that answer is indeed significant, that becomes a very big problem for birchas habanim. Because birchas habanim is done, if it's done with two hands, what are you really doing in essence? You're raising your two hands. I'm raising my two hands, I'm putting it upon the head of the child. This doimeh to birchos kohanim. You're not a kohen. You're not a kohen. You have no right to raise your two hands. So when you answer me, well, maybe there are other conditions that need to be made. You can say, yeah, I'm not doing it within birchos kohanim. I'm doing it because I want to bless my children. I'm not even saying the bracha. I'm saying yisimcha elokim kefayim. I'm not saying those words. And it's not b'shas tefillah. Absolutely. There are many other factors, and that is why 99.9% of the world is 100, doesn't even blink, it's not an issue, you use two hands. Because even if it's true that the tzura of birchas kohanim is the raising of two hands, and when you're raising your two hands, you're now putting yourself in that situation where you're making problems, but since there are so many other factors, which also are necessary, tefillah, yivarechecha, it's doing it midin birchas kohanim, midin birchas habanim, that's why the minute is to be mako. It's well known that the Gra by his prized Talmud, I forgot his name, at his wedding, had a Talmud, at his wedding, the Gra, he blessed him, he only blessed him with one hand. He only used one hand to bless his Talmud, and everyone from that, you know, my Sarav, everyone from that focus, why did the Gra do that? Why did he only use one hand? What's the reason? What's the problem? He was not giving him birchas kohanim. He was giving him a bracha. That is that. Who the Gra? No. Absolutely not. He's not a kohen. No. So that is a very big mystery, and everyone wants to extrapolate from there is that the Gra held that the ikut sur is birchas kohanim, and raising your hands will be a problem if you're allowed to use one hand.
Okay, now another can put on Shabbat two hands for two sons.
No, that's not the minhag. The minhag is each child is unique. You don't do that. You don't put two hands. You do it separately. That's what
the case is. Another question is that Sephardim, every day they have Birkat Kohanim. And Ashkenazim, sometimes a year. It is not over at Misvad Yevarche. Kote Baruchu.
Okay, I don't know. The Rav Avadi Yosef, he cites in Rav Avadi Yosef that he said that it's not a good idea to use two hands. Rav Avadi Yosef is calling Mitzad the Sephardim, who are very familiar with the works of Kabbalah, which we Ashkenazim have no clue. This is not our specialty. And that is the right hand represents Rachamim, and the left hand represents Din, harshness. It's not good to mix the two together. This is not for the average person. You don't bring together to put two hands. Al-Pi Kabbalah is you being mitzaref din with rachamim. This is only for people that know what they're doing. So therefore, by svardin, it seems they were makbid. You don't do that. You only bless with the right hand. Only rachamim. A bracha's essence is rachamim. There's no need to use the left hand, which represents din, because that represents a concept of harshness. We know what this means. I do not know. He writes, cites something very, very interesting. Is that the Ikar Bracha on Shabbos is on Dafka on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a special time. The Kedusha of Shabbos is what brings Bracha. And the minhag also was, you get a Bracha from two people on Shabbos. You get a Bracha from your parents, from your father, and from your wife. Not from your wife, from your Rebbe. So the question is, why today has this fallen into disappear. This minhag that you go, you get a bracha,
By the way, what? It was not on Friday night. It was Mitzvah Shabbos.
What, the bracha Mitzvah Shabbos?
Yeah, that's when it was made. That's when it became originally the
Mitzvah Shabbos. Bless you, Mitzvah
Shabbos. Okay.
So we came, he does cite here a source that it used to be the minhag that you get a bracha every Shabbos, the same way children get a bracha from their parents. You get a bracha from your Rebbe, from your rabbi. So what happened to that? So he says that we still do it today, but we don't do it today, is when you say good Shabbos. When you go to your Rav on Shabbos, yeah, and you line up, in some shuls, after Shabbos is over, they line up and everyone goes around and they say to the Rav, good Shabbos. And you shake their hand. Now that touched upon another question, is there a Jewish concept? Is there such a concept in Judaism to shake hands? Where does this custom in the world come to shake hands? Where does it come from? So it's very hard to find, because the hands, there are 15 joints on the fingers, right? There are 15. The Koyan, they raise their hands, because there are 15, and represents Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, the last one, and the last one is Shalai. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha Tuchanecha, Yisor Hashem Panav Elecha, Yosim Lucha, Shalom. Right? There are 14 joints, right? And then the 15th is the palm. When you shake, what are you doing? Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. I give you shalom and you give me shalom. Hashem is called shalom because the palm, Al-Pi Kabbalah, represents shalom. That's where it comes from. Okay, I don't know. The word Gedolei Yisrael that said, there's no such thing as shaking hands. It's a Goyshe Minhag. Your hands are not hefker. You don't give your hand to anyone. There's not no such thing as shaking hands. What? That's not the minute.
That's why the Hasidic Shurban give that dead fish handshake.
I have no idea.
Not to get your hands dirty on Shabbos.
No, they do like this.
Today, germs. Why would you want to touch? Think about it. If you're a rabbi, a very popular rabbi, l'chayru, you're not even allowed to shake someone's hands. Because I'm going to go be responsible for giving you his germs. His germs. Okay? It's like a mitzitzah bepeh. Or I'll shake your hand. I don't care. I'll shake. You want to shake my hand? I'll shake your hand. But you have to understand, you're number 89 online. Before you, there were 88 people who came to shake my hand also.
So wait, some of them, they kissed the hand. All the Hasidim,
they kissed the Rebbe's hand. I don't know.
Somebody did research on kissing, and they said that's a real Goyish Minhag, because that's what the Goyim did for the Pope or for the Cardinal. And that's where the Minhag came to kiss the hand. Unfortunately, that's where it came from. It's a whole very Goyish.
By the Sfardim, they kiss. They kiss. But think about it. If you're a popular rabbi, and you're number 89 on the line to shake hands, 89, I shake your hand. So, Who did I shake before I shook your hand? 88 people. From those 88 people, how many of them had a cold? How many of them, who knows where they came from? Who knows if they even washed, they came out of the base, like he said, they washed their hands.
Keep the Purell handy.
I should go now give you his germs. What?
You got to do a study now. When you got to compare shuls where the rabbi shakes everyone's hand.
Ever since?
Incidents
of colds.
I remember a story. I remember a story with a certain Rosh Hashiva. He went, he was not well. He was by the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, you're not well now, no shaking hands. You know, you're not, it's dangerous. You know, you're very delicate. No shaking hands. So the rabbi said to the nurse, what do you mean? I'm a rabbi. People on the Sabbath, they come to me to shake my hands. So the nurse said, so what you do is like this when they come. When they tell something about Shiva. When the people come, you go like this. She was serious.
Indian. The Indian do like this.
That is the one thing.
So,
Brooks has an answer for that. He said it originated to make sure that you didn't have
a weapon in your hand. You shake the hand to show I got nothing in my hands. Open hands. But that means you put up your hands, I surrender. Now, when a person comes to you, I surrender. My hands, I have no weapons in my hands.
That's the French word.
Okay, so you go and you shake hands. However, possibly, I don't know, I'm just reading all this together. It just struck me is that how do you give bracha? The way you give bracha is nesias kapayim. This is the way you give bracha. Parents give bracha to their children. They put their hands down. It's a one-way bracha. It's a one-way bracha. When you shake someone's hands, maybe that's short for, if we had time the whole day to talk about, I would give you a bracha. I would put my hand on your head. And you'll put your hand on my head. Listen, life is short. Let's move on. So by putting together two hands, in essence, what you're doing is what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu, sikilas yadav, he rested his two hands. He rested his two hands on his two children. It was a one-way bracha. I'm giving bracha to my children, my grandchildren. My grandchildren are not giving me bracha. I'm giving them the bracha. Mm-hmm. I'm resting my hands. When the Rebbe gives smicha, they put his two hands down. But every more often than not, we're not so arrogant. We're giving you the, whatever, I'm giving you a bracha, you're giving me a bracha. It's a two-way street. So what are we going to do? You're going to put your hand in my hand? Come on, it's not going to go off well. It's a shortened form of, we do find hands being used. You can't say shaking hands is a goyish minute. First of all, hanachal hem liyisrael, enuvim b'nenuvim. Number two, we do find hands being used in forms of giving bracha. When you say to a person, shalom aleichem, or shalom alecha, I'm giving you a bracha. I'm really giving you a bracha. And how many hands should you use to give a bracha? Well, Meikar had in one hand. Two hands already is questionable. So a child, this, that, all these things, fine, whatever it is. But I'm dealing, going to another person. I really only should use one hand. I should put my hand on your head, raise my hand, put my hand on your head. You immediately want to reciprocate and give me bracha as well. So we meet in the middle. I give you a bracha, you give me a bracha. Maybe that's where it comes from, shaking hands. You can't just right away say the whole Klal Yisrael shakes hands. Oh, it's just a Goy Sheminik, like everything else is a Goy Sheminik. Not so quick, not so fast. You have to find the Mahalik to understand where it comes from.
Okay. Question
was, now, I'll tell you very quick, Var. Just there are many different, there's a lot of very beautiful things here about different minhag of how you give bracha to your children. So most of us...
What about the mother?
The mother. So it's interesting, it's not brought down. That became a modern thing. That's a new thing today.
But
among everyone. What? That's it. She's mispalel. She's mispalel for her children. Right. But she should go and she should rest her hands on the child and give the child the bracha, the father and the mother. It appears this is a new thing. This is a new thing that's done. Some everyone. Some charedim. Some everyone does. I don't know. Not everyone, but I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. Now, some just say, they say what it says. And say, but some have a minig. It's really brought down. You say, Yach Elokim, Yach Necha B'ni. You're first supposed to say, before you give the bracha, it says, Elokim yachnecha b'ni. That's what Yosef said to Binyamin. And then you go on, you say another pasuk, V'nocha alav ruach chochma uvina ruach etzel gvura. And then you say, Yisimch lukim ki Ephraim Menashe. Question, why do you give the boys Ephraim Menashe, and the girls you say, Sarif ruach avaleh, that's what's shot. So many answers. My favorite answer is when you say Ephraim and Menashe, what you're really doing is giving the bracha Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why is Ephraim called Ephraim? That's the Canaan. Ephraim is double, two portions of Afer.
Efer Yud Mem. Yud Mem is the plural. Efer Yud Mem is Ephraim. Why did Yosef name Ephraim Ephraim? Because it's a zecher for Avraham and Yitzchak. He couldn't call him Yitzchak because he was still alive, Yitzchak, at that point in time. Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is v'anoichi, ofar v'efer. Yitzchak, the Akedah. Ephroi shel Yitzchak tzavur lefanav. Avraham did the Akedah. Al tishach yadcha. V'yisena v'yav yinei ayil. There was an ayil. And what did he do with the ayil? He offered in the place of Yitzchak. And Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees before him 24-7 Ephroi shel Yitzchak. So Avraham is called Efer. The humility of Avraham is Efer. And the self-sacrifice of Yitzchak. That's what you want for your children. You want them to be humble and you want them to be giving. Humility and to be gracious. The midos of Avraham and Yitzchak. And then Menashe. Why is he called Menashe? Ki Nashani Elokim es beis Avi. Nashani means I forgot my father Yaakov. Why do you, I forgot? Because there are many different interpretations. It doesn't mean I forgot. It means I'm forgetting. What it really means, Nashani means, you know, I better name my child Menashe very quickly because life here in Egypt is so good. I'm beginning to forget where I come from. So if I'll call my child Menashe, I won't forget my father. Ki Nashani Elokim es beis Avi. So Menashe really is a reference to who? It's a reference to Yaakov. So when you say Avraham, Yitzchak, when you say Avraham, when you say Yisimcha Elokim ki Ephraim ucha Menashe, what are you really in essence saying? May you, my child, be like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ephraim is the humility, the midah of humility of Avraham, the midah of self-sacrifice of Yitzchak, the midah, you should all the midah of Yaakov, kinashani lekim es beis avi. And then the girls, it's perfect, the girls, it corresponds, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. So therefore, you really, in essence, do covering both. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day.